Welcome to another special election edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined on the line by Ontario Progressive Conservative candidate for the riding of Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston, John Jordan, who's joining us via Zoom. Mr. Jordan, may I call you John?
Absolutely.
Well, John, it's good to have you here on Lake 88 again. Of course, admittedly, this is in quite a different capacity than we've had you on our airwaves before. Let's start first by telling people a little bit about yourself. Who is John Jordan, and why might that name sound familiar?
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for Lake 88 doing this coverage and all the coverage you did through COVID. Much appreciated. A real valued asset for this community, for sure. So, John Jordan, I was born and raised here in Lanark County in the Smiths Falls area. My wife and I raised three children here. Originally, I started my career in education, working for the Lanark Leeds Granville Catholic School Board. I was with education for 16 years before I went into healthcare and started at the North Lanark Community Health Center, which is now ConnectWell Community Health. As you know, it's grown quite a bit. And I finished that 21-year career on March 30th of this year as CEO of ConnectWell Community Health. So I know a lot of Lanark County in particular and Frontenac County. And I've worked with a lot of the partner organizations in this community and look forward to continuing to work with them after June 2nd.
It's quite the career switch. What was behind that decision?
Well, I think one thing was I ended up at the Ottawa-Carleton Catholic School Board at the latter part of my career in education. I also had just finished my MBA. And I was looking to capitalize on that investment. And an opportunity came up close to home at the North Lanark Community Health Center as manager of finance. So I made that leap and that decision and, you know, certainly don't regret it. It's been a great career and it's a great organization to work for. So that's what was a driver behind it, I think, Bob.
Excellent. And then another career switch. Let me first thank you for running. Something I try to do with every candidate because it takes a lot to put that foot forward and to throw your hat in the ring. It takes a lot of courage and certainly a lot of strength to do it. So, John, thank you very much for running, first and foremost.
It was a hard decision, Bob. It took me a while to make it. As you know, I was leaving a great job working with great people. So there was that decision to make. There was the retirement decision to make. And then there was the decision to move into politics, which, as you can well imagine, you're giving up some of your privacy, you're making a change. And in my case, I think that the timing was just right. And certainly there was an opportunity there. There wasn't a PC candidate. And so the timing just, everything seemed to line up for me. And I was encouraged to put my name, as my dad used to say, throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah.
So that's how that all evolved. I was a little late to the nomination race because of those decisions and the importance of those decisions for both my career and my family. But full support from my family, and that's great. And they've been invaluable in helping me through this process.
It's we have to address the elephant in the room. I mean, you're carrying the Progressive Conservative mantle into this election. Obviously, we have not had a Progressive Conservative in the riding for quite a while after Randy Hillier was removed from caucus and decided to sit as an independent, which was well within his rights. So here you come into a traditionally blue riding and you're a new name on the ballot. How do you approach that going into this election as a new face for the Progressive Conservatives? And how do you look back at what has happened and has certainly been what many would consider a tumultuous time in the riding?
Yeah, so like I say, there was the opportunity because the PC seat was vacant as far as the candidacy goes. Name recognition, as you say, I'm a new name in the political ring. I haven't worked in municipal politics like a lot of our members of provincial parliament have. And I did have one advantage in that I have worked with many, if not all the partners across Lanark and Leeds and Granville through my position at ConnectWell. and have good relationships with all levels of government and with all those partner organizations. But name recognition, that's a challenge for a new candidate. And you'll see lots of our signs out there, lots of people calling to get signs. And we've tried to, you know, have a lot of mail outs, let people know who I am. There is my my father's history as MPP through the 90s. So the Jordan name is known by some, and we get a lot of calls just wondering, how's he related to Leo? And my dad's reputation certainly isn't hurting me any. It's, sorry, I just lost you there.
It's all right.
I have that that advantage, I would say. But you're right. It's as a first-time candidate, I have to be out there. I have to get my name out there. People have to know who I am, who they're putting their vote behind. And I'm available. People can reach out to me. We've got our Facebook. We've got our website. We've got they can call me anytime. And we're trying to be very responsive to those inquiries.
Do you look at it as an advantage, running under the Progressive Conservative banner, knowing how successful a run the party has had in the riding?
Yeah, that's very strong Progressive Conservative riding. So that's certainly something to take into consideration. I think it's like many rural ridings, they support the Progressive Conservative government because of the, the fiduciary principles and the investments in the economy and business. And that's the backbone of all of our programs and services. So rural tends to go that way. And this riding has, well, in my lifetime anyway, it's always been PC. So I'm hoping that I won't be the one to change that. But it's definitely an advantage, Bob.
But you don't take it lightly.
I don't take it lightly. I'm not making any assumptions. And I tell people that, people will tell me, oh, John, you've got this nailed. And no, I don't. I've got to work hard and I'm continuing to work hard and trying to be out there for people and answer their questions and listen to their concerns.
And that's been difficult as of late because you, like so many other people in the riding, myself included, have just gone through a bout of COVID.
Yeah, which is really surprising for me. Like I mentioned earlier before we started recording, is I was in the North Lanark Community Health Center almost every day through COVID. And working out of there in that environment, we have clients coming in and our practitioners in there. And I never came down with anything over the past 2 years, but this thing hit me pretty hard. And now I understand when people says, oh, it really knocks you down and you're exhausted and the headaches and all that. So I'm glad it's over for me. And hopefully it doesn't return for any of us.
As a former healthcare professional, did it change your perspective at all, actually going through COVID yourself and also as a potential MPP for the Progressive Conservative Party?
Well, I think I had a good understanding of the importance of all the efforts we made to reduce and mitigate the effects of COVID in this community. I was on the calls every Tuesday with Paula Stewart. I don't think myself coming down with it had any change in my feelings about it or the importance that I put on it with our, sorry to keep disappearing off. I don't think it had any change, Bob, in how I perceive COVID and the importance of us being ready for it and prepared for other emergencies that come up like COVID.
So let's get into it here a bit now, sir. What do you consider to be the single most important issue facing voters and all residents in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston today?
Yeah, it's a bit of a transition. There's no single one, Bob, as you can well imagine. I'm sure you've heard from other candidates. People in this, depending on where you live in this riding, broadband is very important. It's become a necessity. It's not a luxury anymore. We have to complete that that service access. And when we're talking about long-term care comes up a lot in conversations, healthcare and long-term care. And certainly COVID put a shining light on the weaknesses that we have in long-term care and the need for further investment. So I'm really pleased to see Doug Ford commit to another 30,000 long-term care beds. That'll take a huge load off our hospitals too, as far as alternative level of care. The one that's really coming up now, and we're all experiencing it, is affordability.
Yeah.
And you know, we've talked about housing a number of times, and it's great to have good growth in this area. It's great for our economy. It's great for our community. People want to live here, but we don't have the supply of housing, so that needs to be addressed. But when you pull up to the gas pumps and when you go to the grocery store, people are hurting, and everybody's feeling it. So the affordability issue has really come forward just in the last weeks that people are calling about wanting to know what we're going to do about affordability. It's a rising concern and probably the top on the list now.
So I'll put that question to you. What are you going to do about affordability, and how are you going to point some of that attention to our riding?
Well, I think one of the principles of the Progressive Conservative Party is to leave as much money in people's pockets as you can and still run the province. And, you know, we can talk about the stickers. It's just a little piece, but it's a good indicator of the principles of the PC party. You know, we've talked about as far as housing goes, this is a supply and demand issue, but it's a little more complicated than that. It's about working with municipalities to make sure the right types of housing are in place. Where are these houses going to be built, and how are people going to, how do we increase that supply to reduce the cost of the housing that we're seeing today? You know, it was great to see, you know, Carleton Place, is the fastest growing community in Canada, not just Ontario. And so we have to respond to that. People are looking for houses, and a lot of people as well are looking to our area for retirement and moving out of the urban core. So there has to be a good response to that. We need to cut some red tape. The wait time for people to build a house is too long. The red tape needs to be addressed. The development plans need to be finalized and then move forward with them. So those are all working with everybody from the environment, relative to the environment, municipalities and different levels of government, to make sure that that's a smooth, straight line for people to work easily through that and get these accommodations in place.
Yeah, because there's people who are certainly at the lower end of the spectrum when it comes to housing who say you can't live in broadband and I don't have a car. So they look at things that are certainly more important to them would be housing, right? And if they don't have a car, then that sticker rebate or that sticker price removal really doesn't do much for them. What do you say to those people, sir?
Well, you know, there's again, it's just a small indicator of the principles behind the PC government to keep our costs down. And that's one of the platforms, is to keep costs down and not to, so, you know, you can look at the expenditures that are in the plan, Doug Ford's plan. And to me, they're not expenditures, they're investments. So when we're investing in healthcare, when we're investing in hospitals, where we're investing in infrastructure like our broadband, those investments have returns. So, you know, a good, strong economy has always been the focus of the PC government. And through a good, strong economy, you can help people with their needs as far as social services, healthcare, housing. Those types of services are all dependent on a strong economy. So that's why I look to the PC government to focus on that economy and be open to getting those resources out to people that need them the most.
If you look at, there's certainly a big plank from the platform, the Ontario Progressive Conservative platform that we've just explored. If you had to pick another plank that is being discussed on the provincial scale and bring it down to the Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston level, what would that be, and how would it affect the people in our riding?
Well, you know, we've seen Steve Clark make announcements at the Christmas Falls Hospital to get rid of some of that debt so those dollars can go back into healthcare. We saw recent announcements for Rideau Community Health Services, which is providing the leadership for a new hub in Smiths Falls. And there's many partners involved in that, including ConnectWell Community Health. So getting those, you know, those investments off the desks in Toronto and out in the community and starting to happen are a big piece of what Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston needs. And when these investments are happening, I see my job, if I'm successful on June 2nd, making sure that Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston voices at those tables and some of those resources are coming to our community. You know, sometimes in healthcare, I refer to us as the flyover zone, but I think that's changing, and we're seeing a real focus on rural with this government, and that's why I'm excited about changes. Ontario Health Team, you know, I'm an optimist for Ontario Health Teams. I think it's really going to help as far as the efficiencies of our system and the frustration that our providers are having in accessing services. And our the people living in our community that need home and community care, there's solutions there. And Ontario Health Team, I think teams are going to be the answer to that. I was on the collaborative council for the Ontario Health Team for Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville. And there's great cooperation there. There's great problem solving going on. All the partners are engaged. They know that they can really make a change with this. So I'm very optimistic about Ontario Health Teams and continue in that path. And hopefully that doesn't change as we go past June 2nd.
What makes you the best choice in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, John?
Well, I'm a choice, and I think that's why my name is forward. I'm the PC choice. The nomination was back in August, and I was successful in that nomination. So that was a selection that members of the PC party made. I think what makes me advantages, what I can bring to the table, and I've referred to it a number of times in this interview, is just my relationship with the partners, my willingness to work with people. I don't always get what I want, and nobody does, but I'm certainly to work towards a consensus, work towards a solution, and move that forward. And I've been doing that in my career at ConnectWell Community Health. I like working with people, and I think my staff like working with me, and I have good relationships with my with the partners, whether it's the hospitals or whether it's Open Doors or whether it's Lanark County Mental Health. All of these organizations I have good relationships with, and I can bring their concerns and their thoughts to Queen's Park as well.
I can say that you were always very open with us when you were dealing with us at a media level, and I think you would agree that those are traits that are certainly common with people in Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston, your fellow candidates. They're all very, very nice people.
Yeah, it's been a good you know, campaign that way. You know, you probably saw some pictures of us at the Maple Fest and things like that. Everybody's very professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's great for it's very representative of the riding. I'm going to just leave you with the floor for just a moment here and just ask you what you would like to leave our listeners with here today before we let you go, sir.
Well, I think the main thing I want to leave you with is we need representation for Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston. I've joined the PC team and Doug Ford's campaign team. He's a task-oriented leader. I know everybody doesn't agree with everything that's happened in the last 4 years, but he is a task-oriented leader and he likes to get things done. I like to think myself as a task-oriented leader, and I see the growth that I was successful in being part of with ConnectWell Community Health. Well, I look forward to working with Doug Ford, and by working with the government, working with Queen's Park, Lanark, Frontenac, Kingston will have a strong voice and be listened to at Queen's Park. So the part of my job, if I'm successful on June 2nd, that I think I'm going to enjoy the most is the constituency office and being there for people to bring their issues forward, and let's see what we can do about them. Let's listen, let's investigate, let's advocate if we need to, and let's get things done, as Doug Ford would say.
John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, taking time out of the busy campaign. If people would like to learn more, you mentioned you have a website and a Facebook page.
We do, and a 1-800 number as well.
Excellent.
So you can get email me at info@johnjordanlfk.com. I'm watching that fairly regularly. The Facebook, John Jordan Lanark, and the phone number, 1-800-504-2431.
Excellent. And I know for a fact that if you put in John Jordan, Ontario PC, you're going to get your website. If you put that into Google, you're going to get your website pretty quickly as well. Mr. Jordan, best of luck to you, and I'm sure it's not the last conversation that we will be having. It's always a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thanks very much, Bob. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, John Jordan, who is the Ontario Progressive Conservative candidate for the riding of Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston. Now, tomorrow on In Focus, we continue our coverage of Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston with Liberal candidate Amanda Pulker-Mock. And we will be speaking with her tomorrow afternoon. You don't want to miss it. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.